Hey, thank you so much, Cindy.
Benny, what do you think voters said by choosing you as mayoral candidate?
Well, I mean, I think it's a reflection of the long history I had in the city. People in the city know me well, and they trust me. They trust my message. And I think that they recognize that we need new leadership in this community.
Now, you had been pegged by many observers as the front runner in the primary. And I'm wondering, now that the election day is over and it's time to look at results and move ahead to November, what do you and your team take away from Mike Duggan's strong showing yesterday?
Well, he ran a very strategic and surgical campaign, obviously. And, you know, there are lessons to be learned from that. So, and it was extremely well financed. You're talking $3 million as opposed to about $600 that I raised. So, you know, he kind of outspent me about 5-1. So, you know, certainly money is significant when it comes to a race of this size. But we're undeterred by that. The fact is, that's just the primary race and the general race in Detroit are two different types of races. So, and you had an extremely low turnout for the primary. So obviously we need to get a larger turnout in November, get our message back out, and make some adjustments. But we're moving forward.
And now that you are, it's time now to focus on the general election. You've cleared the primary hurdle. And there are calls for you and for Mr. Duggan to really put out the specifics, how you lead the city and how you'll attract that strong team needed to shepherd the city post-bankruptcy and how you'll improve the business climate. So can you give us a sense how you're going to be shaping your campaign message going forward?
Well, the message will remain very much the same because we know what the issues are. The issues are not unknown to folks. We know we've got issues with our finances. We have issues with crime. We have issues with blight. We have some problems with education. There's insurance and taxes. You know, we've got some strain on city services. Those issues are very well known. The question is, how are you going to address them and what are you going to prioritize? For me, as a lifelong resident of the city of Detroit, I know that public safety is paramount to changing the landscape of this community. People need to feel that they are living in a safe city. And we've gone from a city of 1.7 million people down to 700,000, predominantly because our streets have not been safe and our schools have not been good. So you have to focus on those two things. And obviously jobs have moved away, so we have to bring in new employment. So those are the things that will shape our message. Now, as it relates to the specificity of it, you know, we will both present a written plan, I am sure. I am in the process of finalizing mine and putting it out for the world to scrutinize. So, you know, we just have to work on getting our message out and convincing folks that, A, that my message is solid, B, that my plan is the best, and three, that I'm the best person to lead this community forward. So we have a similar task, probably going down different routes.
You and Mike Duggan both refrained from racial overtones during your campaigns. Others did not. Did voters repudiate race baiting and race talk by choosing both of you yesterday? And what do you say to those who persist in making race an issue in this?
I said from the beginning that the only people that I've heard really talk about race have been folks in the media. I think the citizens of the city of Detroit have demonstrated over time that they will elect a candidate based upon what that candidate represents, irrespective of race. That has been shown time and time again in the city of Detroit. The most obvious difference between Mike and I when we walk into the room is that he and I are both men, and one is African American and one is white. We don't have to talk about that. That's there. It's visual. Everyone knows it. So that's really not even part of the discussion. We need to focus on the issues. We need to focus on the solutions. We need to focus on making this city a better city. So I haven't engaged in it. Mike hasn't engaged in it, and I don't plan on engaging in it, and I'm certain he won't.
And looking ahead, November comes, November goes, and you are the mayor of Detroit. How will you work with emergency manager Kevin Orr after that?
Well, I just think that the bankruptcy process places the onus for moving the city forward from a financial standpoint on the bankruptcy judge, and anyone can do that. So I think I'm more than capable of following the directions given by the bankruptcy court, who will be in charge. I don't see why we need Kevin Orr at that point. I don't see why we need him at this point. I've been opposed to the emergency manager on very fundamental grounds and fundamental principles, and I remain there. If, in fact, it is determined that he is there and he is there lawfully, then we'll have to address it at that time. I'm an officer of the court as a lawyer, and I will always comply with the law. So, I mean, at this point, he's there, and he's there according to the Michigan courts legitimately. But when the federal court makes a decision, then we have to move forward from there.
Sheriff Benny Napoleon, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.